most elevated part of the Pacific Plaza, and it butts right up against the Marriott. And the things that we really liked about it was that the view out is great. You can see everything because you are at the Plaza. And it's a central location, you know, it's close to the Marriott, it's close to the Link stop, it's close to the actual plaza, it's close to restaurants, it's a very central location. And it also has round lighting. A lot of you have been saying you have problems with lighting, but in our spot, there's actually just like floodlights in the ground, so there's no problem with lighting there. And also, we have a lot of greenery. There's a lot of trees up there, which look like they will be providing a lot of shade, and there's also some landscaping, smaller plants around too. So we had some nice greenery. What we didn't like about it was that there's not actually much to do in the space. So while you can stand there and look out and say, yes, it's beautiful, when you kind of look around you, it's not really that exciting. There's still kind of some construction going on there, so it wasn't very appealing to stay in that place right then. But even after the construction is gone, it's kind of sterile, like a lot of people have been saying. And there's no seating. There's no place to sit. So there's nothing that makes you want to stay in the space. And also, although it's very accessible to the Link and relatively accessible to the rest of the plaza, there's no access that's very friendly to the Marriott, and there's also none to the restaurant that's underneath, which would be great if there was seating and you had access to the restaurant, you know, and you have outdoor seating where you can eat, which would be really nice in that space since you have such a great view. We kind of glossed over partners, but the same as a lot of people have been saying, the city, we also thought Sound Transit, since the Link is right there, SOTA, UWT, the Marriott, especially for our location, is definitely key as far as partnerships. We thought the Tourist Bureau and maybe even Art Walk. If we get public art in that space, then we might be able to have rotating exhibits and participate in Art Walk. So our ideas for short term, I'm just going to go over like our top five since we're kind of getting low on time, but definitely tables and chairs. We want places where people can have conversations so there's a reason to stay in the space. And some type of like hot dog vendor or cafe where you can grab some coffee. So you want to sit at these tables with your friends and talk with the coffee that you bought right there. So that's even more activity. And we'd like to see some public art, and that would definitely help with the sterility. There's a lot of concrete and a lot of brick, and if you get something that has a little bit more color in there, you could do the public art with flowers or that type of thing. But also, we were thinking that we could have UWT students come in and do temporary installations in that space, and that would be an excellent way to involve the local community. And we really like the idea of the game tables, the chess tables in the park that was talked about earlier, and that's another reason to stay in the space. Another thing was umbrellas or some way of creating shade so that you have this sense of intimacy in the space. Another reason to congregate is because you feel like the space invites you and you have shelter, not just an outdoor where the traffic is coming right at you kind of place. And one of our members also mentioned heaters, since so often in Washington when you're outside, if you're talking to someone, you're shivering at the same time. Long term, we really want a partnership with the Marriott because they're not very open to the square, and it would be really nice if they could have some way of inviting people into their space, or at least so that people aren't afraid to be right next to their space. Another one is better accessibility from the lower level. That restaurant, I mean, if you could get from one place to the other, it would be terrific, but there's no way to do that right now unless you walk all the way around the plaza. And that's kind of a deterrent, so not so much. We said concrete carvings. I mean, there's plenty of opportunities for public art there, but also for sponsorship. A lot of plazas have bricks that you can buy, and you have your name put on them, and then they're in that courtyard forever. And you can do something similar with concrete carving, and maybe even work it into public art, similar to what's in Point Defiance. If any of you have been on the waterway there, they had students from local schools work on poems with nationally known poet. And similar there. And then as far as management and programming, it's a really great space for bands. Right up against the Marriott, you have this raised platform, and then you have all the standing space below, and then even as you move into the number one area, you have a lot of seating too. So you could have like individual musicians where the people at the table and chairs could enjoy that while they're dining. Or if you move those tables and chairs out, you have a lot of standing space for larger events. And the last thing that we thought as far as long term was that since there's going to be like part of the visitors bureau down with the restaurant at the end, if they could come up when the events let out and kind of have a kiosk going. So the people who come out of the events that are at the convention center or the Marriott have a really convenient place to say, hey, where do I eat dinner? Or hey, you know, what's going on?